104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. It's at Paternity Test Tuesday. And Jen, will you want to explain to everybody what's going on? Because I don't even know if my stomach can take this one.
I know. So we're on the line with Nicole and Marcus. They have twin boys, Chase and Chance. What beautiful names.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I'm a little curious about this because they went to my alma mater. They went to U of I down in Champaign.
Okay.
Met each other at a bar called Clybourne's down there.
Oh, you know about Clybourne's?
Oh, I've been to Clybourne's.
I bet you have.
I've been to Wine Night.
Okay.
And so Nicole got pregnant during college, right, with twins.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Nicole, what happened? Why do you want this paternity test today?
Well, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal. Marcus and I, we met at Clybourne's, like you said. It was an amazing night, which turned into an amazing relationship. And, you know, later I found out that I was pregnant. Now, I didn't want to have the baby because I was, you know, focused on graduating and starting my career. But then we found out we were having twin boys. So, I mean, come on, twin
boys. Yeah, that's
boys.
A blessing.
That's
when you have twins, yeah, that's a blessing.
Absolutely. So we had the kids and graduated. It was a real struggle. You know, we had to move in with my parents and stuff, but, like, the whole village, like, everybody pulled together to make it work. You know what I'm saying? So now the boys are 11, and here's the reason why I need the test. I need the test because around the same time that Marcus and I were together and I got pregnant, I had broken up with my previous boyfriend and stuff. So, you know, we had, like, one night of closure in which we're trying to work it out and talk and stuff. Just one thing led to another, and, you know, we slept together.
Mm.
And, you know, I didn't really think much of it and, you know, moved on. I was with the guy I wanted to be with, Marcus, and stuff. And it was just a stupid one-night fling. But now that the boys are, like, getting older, I'm starting to notice some things that's starting to freak me out.
Like what?
And Chance has such a distinctive laugh. He doesn't sound like me. He doesn't sound like Marcus. But it definitely sounds like my ex. Like,
wow.
The laugh. It's like a laugh you can't hear.
You can't inherit no laugh.
Maybe you
I'm
can.
I'm saying,
if it
I don't know.
Like,
yes, you
ex.
Can. Chance is a super Marvel Comic Con. He just loves all things Comic. He's a nerd.
So your ex did too?
But listen, I don't get into comics. I'm not into comics. Marcus isn't into comics. I mean, where did he even get that from?
Marcus, tell me something, bro. You raised two boys and you hearing this?
I mean, listen, bro. I'm just at a loss for words. Are you all of this time?
Yeah, why you ain't say something
all
about
this
time,
like
four,
I mean,
five, or six, Nicole?
But like, I never thought anything about it.
Talk all the time. Like,
I know.
Are you kidding me? Like, I'm every day with the kids. I'm practicing.
I'm
school. I cut back in my life.
Fraternity Test Tuesday. Marcus is on the phone. Nicole is on the phone. They have 11-year-old twins, and now after 11 years, because of a kid liking comics and laughing, Nicole does not think that these are Marcus's kids because she slept with her ex-boyfriend during the time that she was with Marcus. Marcus, I don't blame you. You were saying how much you care. You had the kids all the time?
Listen, man. I didn't have the presence of a man when I was growing up. So I made it imperative in my life,
right,
that I was going to be there for my children, man. And to have two at one time, you just don't understand, man, the sacrifices that I put my life on hold. You know what I'm saying? I took a part-time job instead of full-time because I didn't want to be that parent, man.
Right. You didn't want to be that parent that your father was to you.
Exactly, man. I mean, I didn't see my parents. My mother had to work.
Uh-huh.
You know, she worked nights. I go to school in the day. I come home, she leaving for work. My dad, I don't even know where he at. This is crazy to me. You revealed this on the radio, Nicole? We talk all the time. You could have just...
She could have told you a long time ago.
I mean, I thought we were better
than
that.
But I didn't think about it. I didn't think that it was... A long time ago.
Think.
It's just...
You didn't think. Just like you had a fling, went to this guy for clothes. Like, get out of here. That's a text message. Y'all could have had clothes over text message. You knew what you was doing.
Mm.
You knew what you was doing, Nicole. This is ridiculous.
Wow. Well, I really can't blame Marcus for being hurt in this situation.
This is ridiculous, man.
If somebody came to me and said one of my kids
weren't mine. On the radio, my friends, listen, my friends and family going to hear this. All on the radio, you could have talked to me in private. You know I don't do this.
Nicole, to your defense, hey, you just want to be sure. You're trusting your mama gut here. You want to be 100% sure. So that's brave of you to not go to the grave.
I feel like she got a defense, to be actual.
She could have went to the grave with the secret.
She could have did this way before. She could have did this before she even, when the kids were born.
This is crazy, man.
Well, she didn't know until
now.
You wait
11 years, and it's based on a laugh and a love for comic books?
Well, we're going to find out. That's why she wants the test. She wants to be certain, right,
Marcus,
Nicole?
Marcus, let me ask you a question, bro.
Right.
If these are not your kids, what happens?
Listen, man, I'm a real guy, man. I've been in their lives all this time. I'm not going to just disappear up and leave. But you can't tell. Listen, I'm going to be there for the kids regardless, man. But it's just a part of me that's broken right now, man, to even know that there's a possibility they may not be mine. She's talking about a laugh. I look in them kids' eyes, man. They feel like my family. They feel like me.
Do they look like you, bro?
To me.
Do they look like him to you, Nicole?
There are a few characteristics.
Oh, my God.
A few characteristics?
Notice that, Nicole?
Wow.
Did you notice that when the babies came out?
I didn't notice that, Marcus.
I'm not even going to get into that.
We're going to take a break, then when we come back, this is heartbreaking for me to even just be even talking about this.
Got me all on the radio. It's bad what both of y'all are going through.
Another drama-filled paternity test Tuesday. Marcus is here. Nicole wants to find out if Marcus is indeed the father of her twin boys because she had a fling that she never told Marcus about 11 years ago. And she says that one of her twins is taking on the characteristics of her ex-boyfriend with a distinctive laugh and a love of comic books and Comic-Con and everything that has to do with it, which I don't think a kid can inherit. I just want to know why you didn't say something 11 years ago, Nicole.
11 years ago, I didn't think that it was a problem. I didn't think it was an issue because.
But you knew that you could be pregnant by two different.
What?
And she was young then at two. You know, you guys got pregnant in college.
But you know, you slept with two different men. That's not an excuse.
Was it a one night stand, Nicole, or multiple times? Did you? You were just 100% certain it was Marcus.
Tell you anything? It was a one night stand. She's gonna tell you anything like she told me. I was the father of the year. Mm. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy, man. I'm on the radio. Like, yo, this is embarrassing.
It is a little crazy. Nicole, what happens if I open this envelope and Marcus is not the father of these twins? What part does he play in their life? He had them for 11 years.
I mean, you know, I don't really know. I mean, I would hope that he would still want to be part of their life. You know, I don't know if it really changes much.
But he's the one, he picks them up for school. He's like, he's their dad.
And I'm making sandwiches, man. My son, he really like peanut butter and bananas.
You know, I like to put do you bring Sean into this picture, man, if he's their biological father, not with Marcus doing all the work for the last 11 years?
First of all, I haven't even really talked to Sean since that night.
Okay.
Like
whatever.
12 years
whatever.
Ago.
Did you tell him what you're telling me on the radio? Did you tell me what you're telling me on the radio?
Let's get to the results of this paternity test.
Crazy, man. Let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get to it. Here's the envelope, please. Ben.
Yeah, here we go, man. Wow. This is crazy. All right. DNA Diagnostics did the test. We swabbed both children. We swabbed Marcus, and we're going to have the results right now. When it comes to Marcus being the biological father of 11-year-old twins Chance and Chase, Marcus, you are 99.99% absolutely the father of them boys, man.
Yes!
Those are your boys, bro.
Oh, so happy for both of you.
Them are your boys, Marcus. Those are your boys, regardless
boys.
Of how he laughed, regardless of how he got into comic books, Nicole.
Oh, my God.
Nicole, how are you feeling?
Thank you so much, God. Thank you, man.
I feel relieved.
Good.
I feel relieved.
Sound like good
parents. I'm glad that Marcus is their dad because he is a really great dad.
Is he a good dad, Nicole?
No, he's an amazing dad. I couldn't ask for a better father for the boys and stuff. And you know, Marcus, I'm really sorry.
I really accept your apology. You know, it's hard for me to just have been on the edge. I want to apologize myself. I know I said a lot of things today. I was emotional. I just really love my boys. You know, and
good.
I get it.
Good. Congratulations, Marcus. Those are your boys. Sean ain't got nothing to do with them. Love them up, man. Love them, man. Love them boys, man, because you know our boys need their fathers, man. Put some love on them boys, man. And you two, stay together. Don't argue. Let this be the past. Let it go, because your boys need y'all to be one cohesive family.
That's right.
Best of luck to y'all. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
Paternity Test Tuesday right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show.